Hello, everybody. CapesandCartridges.com. This is the Truckin' Nerd Podcast. What we do on this show, our friend Mike, he's a truckin' nerd. He's trucking all around the country. He's going to share with us some stories of the road. He's going to just be eccentric. And he's going to talk about maybe how he gets his nerd on the road. With us today on this episode, we have Richie.
Yep.
We have Peter.
Yep.
We have Chris.
Howdy.
We have Nick.
Hello.
And we have the guest of honor, Michael C. Kaminsky.
Santa Claus. That's what I was humming if you could hear.
That's the song?
It? Must be Santa Claus.
Never. Not familiar.
I know, I hadn't either. This is the first Christmas I heard it, and I was just seeing it because I was working on a secret Santa project.
With secret Santa songs.
Secret Santa.
What is the premise of this Christmas song?
They were describing characteristics of Santa, and then the chorus was, it must be Santa, must be Santa.
What were some of the characteristics?
Yes.
Like, who's got a big red shiny nose? And then the chorus
a drunk.
Repeat. Santa's clown. Got a big red shiny nose. Oh.
So the thing
the
is,
singer, who laughs this way? Ho, ho, ho. Chorus, Santa laughs this way. Ho, ho, ho. Gotta be sure to grab your...
He's grabbing his gut for those of you listening.
And ho, 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 shake it like a water balloon with each ho.
What? Those are the lyrics of the song?
No, it's not.
Santa's not that unrecognizable, though. Like, how could you mistake him? Who the hell is that? It must be Santa Claus.
Who's that guy over there?
That couldn't be Santa.
No, he's laughing. Ho, 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 it must be Santa.
I've never heard someone laughing like that.
Anyway,
I don't know how many people I can hear laugh that speak out in distinct, repetitive vowels. I don't go, hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
Give me enough silence and I will make laughter.
For those of you just tuning in, this is just kind of like...
you know what? I'm going to start this podcast
I'm let it
about
play for five minutes
and then I'm going to listen to it.
For those of you who fell asleep on Control F...
This isn't live?
This is kind of like opening Pandora's box every week with a different handlebar mustache.
I believe they were called this the lemon.
Wrapped the lemon over the package today. Every time.
We got the chops and the adjoining Fu Manchu.
Yeah, yeah.
Lemmy, who's slept with like 10,000 women or something like that.
On my way.
I saw Mike's it on VH1.
10,000?
It was like, it was something like 10,000 or more.
He keeps track.
What makes it in a row? Every time I've slept with somebody, it's been a woman. Yeah. It's all been in a row.
But it's 10,000 new people in a row. If he goes back to a gal... Reset the timer. It's got to be 10,000 different chicks.
The timer.
What?
Well, the timer goes on.
Well, I think it was 10,000 different chicks, but I'm sure there was times where there's, you know,
Reset.
More than once.
Reset.
You know?
10,000 new ones. Just wiped out that first 5,000. His penis is going to be sad.
My brother.
Okay.
My brother and my dad met Lemmy in Vegas.
He was just at a they were trying to do their own list.
No, he was at a slot machine. They just went up to him and started talking to him.
Hey, how's it going? Taking a break
how
from 10,000 chicks?
Lemmy-like.
Yeah. Cool.
Grumbly.
You got an idea. Just look.
Were you just rubbing your facial hair in the mic?
Nope. I didn't need your damn list that was holding up the thing there.
How will we not know what to
do on a microphone?
Step one, children. Don't rub your mustache. On a microphone. Step two, don't try to eat the microphone.
Step three, if you've got wind to break.
Break it on mic.
Make sure that there's a pause.
Oh, that's fine. You can fart in the microphone. Okay.
It can't pick it up.
Anyway,
but you bought the highly absorbent microphone covers.
Yeah. We'll know which one's Mike's from now on.
That's right.
It's brown.
For those of you who need a visual, this is kind of like looking at a deranged Edwin. If you could become any more crazy.
I don't know who that is.
Nobody knows who Edwin is.
No.
Heavens to Murgatroy. Really?
Nobody? No one here. Okay. Other people.
Heavens to Murgatroy.
But anyway. Mike, It's cold outside. How has that affected your trucking?
It sucks, actually. I got broke down earlier this week. My lines froze.
Where were you broken down?
Up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I knew that. I just wanted to bring up that Wisconsin sucks.
Richie is racist. Why does
Wisconsin suck? You know, you yelled at me before about closing down all of Tennessee to this podcast. Now there goes Wisconsin.
Why does Wisconsin suck, Richie?
It's cold.
It's just bad.
Full of cheese.
There are a bunch of cheese heads.
Well, the cheese is the one good thing, you say.
Yeah, but they're not the cheese heads. They're separate entities.
Yeah.
Oh, if you can't base anyone by their fans.
I just hate my whole family from there. That's pretty
So it's a personal vendetta. It's not really like a, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Northern Wisconsin looks nice. A lot of trees.
Be careful. This is going on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
But, they don't hear this.
Don't give out their
address.
It's okay. Wisconsin can know that I don't like them. Yeah, it's fine.
Richie's not afraid.
So let me just get back to...
They don't get internet in Wisconsin.
They probably have dial-up. So they can't listen to streaming anything.
Let me get back really quick. So when your lines freeze on your truck, do you get any... Does it just not work? Like, how does... just explain it to the layman.
Right. For those who don't know, most semis, the reason why you need a specific your CDL, your license there, is because it uses...
What does that stand for?
Commercial driver's license.
I asked the trucker.
Yeah, well, I told you. Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. A non-trucker was able to tell you. What does that tell you about you?
Duh.
Just quizzing you.
Look in the mirror.
Just quizzing, yeah.
Just quizzing.
He needs the quiz. Yeah.
Anyway.
I need the quiz.
About the lines. About the lines.
A CDL, depending on what class you have, you need... There's certain classifications. I'd have to relook at all of them. I have Class A, which means that I can drive a vehicle that has an air brake system. You have to know and be trained with an air brake system to use the brakes and stuff like that. So, if you've ever used any sort of an air thing, be it an air tank, whatever, you get moisture. And so when moisture builds and it gets fucking cold out, well, water turns to ice.
Wow.
Is that... How does that work? I'm not sure.
And as the joke goes, whereas my tank may be this wide, so you need a chunk of ice that big, hold up a cantaloupe,
the listeners are riveted right now.
There. Hold up a cantaloupe. Maybe that's about as wide as your air tank. Okay. That's the size of a chunk of ice you need to block your air tank. Now your
Can
line...
Can you think of a more obscure thing to reference the size of this?
So,
cantaloupe. Fruits.
Hold up a salad bowl.
No, those would be different sizes. A cantaloupe is a usual given
size.
Hold
up an antique coffee grinder.
Right. If it's 1950, find
yourself. Put a description before the podcast. For this podcast, you will need a cantaloupe,
items you need.
Antique coffee driver, a bread box,
whereas,
a teddy bear.
Whereas
a box
an airline,
a
you know, your pinky. You need a piece of ice as thick as your pinky.
So your
Much
lines
easier to drop your lines. Oh, even worse. That's what I thought it was. So I had to call up to get help. He came by, checked.
I don't know what's going on.
No, your lines are good. Nope, my governor went off. Now this
your
dude.
Your governor?
Your governor went off?
Like from The Walking Dead.
As you build up air, your governor chooses, one, if you're low on air, to start building it. And two, if you're getting so much air, when to kick some out. Because otherwise it will explode. Hmm. Well, that went out, and I asked him, like, well, is there any way I can tell, or what can I do? He's like, oh, no, there's no way to say. When it goes, it just goes. You have no way to stop. It's like, oh, yeah, I could have been anywhere, and just, truck
so
can't
you
move,
break,
truck
you,
can't build air.
Your brakes
fucked.
Weren't working?
I was dead in the water.
Wow.
Yeah. We're on the side of the road?
No, I was.
You're in the
once
water.
Again, my truck breaks down to me while I'm there trying to, once I'm, I give him the paperwork, I come back to start the truck. And truck doesn't want to go nowhere.
Oh, that's fine.
So like the engine's like totally dead. Like you're
no. Everything runs. It couldn't build air. Cause
so like well like what like worse what happened essentially because of that? You were stranded in the middle of nowhere. Like was your heat off? Like you had
no. I can still run heat. My engine can run. The problem is you have brakes. What happens is you have spring brakes. The reason why you build air, the air pushes the springs back to release your truck. So if you have no air, you can't move.
Okay.
No air, no moving. You're stuck there. Also, the lock on the back of my trailer froze over as well.
So how long were you stuck there until your truck got fixed?
4 hours.
What'd you do?
I...
Anything nerdy? Gamed or anything? Or yeah?
I watched Firefly.
Oh,
damn
sweet.
Right.
Because they do get internet up in Wisconsin.
Oh.
I don't know.
Not very good. Yeah. Callback.
Suck on that, Richie.
Oh. Not good enough for me to play.
Oh, that's a mean burn, Wisconsin. Got me.
You touché. Got him with your 3G
internet.
Network.
It's not like it hasn't been around since the mid-90s or something.
All right. Let's... Well, I mean, I think that's the episode. Firefly, best show ever made. That's an episode. No. Let's move on. Does anyone have any questions for Mike? Maybe a tweet that he launched at truckin' underscore nerd?
I've got kind of a really obscure question.
Okay.
Try me.
Okay. I am going to try you, Mike, because I think I might be able to stump you on this one a little bit, at least to get a good reaction out of you. I'm hoping. So what I'm thinking is, like, all right, you were, like, stranded out there in the middle of nowhere, right? Mm-hmm. Like, say hypothetical.
Oh, boy.
If you ever got into this situation, like, do you ever, like, you know, see, like, I don't know, like, hobos on the side of the road that, like, you know, you... Just, like, kind of drive by. Like, have you ever thought, all right, maybe I should pick up, like, you know, hitchhikers or something like that?
Not allowed.
You're not allowed?
I'm a company driver. It's against company policy to have anyone.
What about, all right, what about if you go, like, a little vigilante on this and say, like...
And run them over?
Oh, no,
I know what you did to those children!
That or...
Hey, kill my daddy.
What I'm getting at is, what if you...
Roll down the window and scream, yeehaw! And I do it.
Like... Have you ever seen
just your middle finger?
What if you pick up a hobo to use as insurance? And what I mean as insurance,
hobo insurance.
As insurance, I mean, like, say you get stranded in the middle of nowhere. It's snowy. Okay, it's snowy. It's bad. All right, everything's about to shut down.
Why do I feel like I know where this is headed?
Why do I want Chris to stop talking and not finish this question?
I can already stop you. No, I don't have to pick up a hobo to resort for cannibalism.
No. I wasn't saying cannibalism. I wasn't suggesting cannibalism.
I don't get that lonely.
No. Not lonely, but I mean, if you have to make love to survive. Would
why
you?
Would he have what? To make love to survive?
It's just, it's too cold outside.
I gotta have sex right now, or my heart will stop.
You're in the frozen. Always. You're in the frozen north. Okay, the farthest why? Reaches of Canada, and
don't have my
where all
I
the hobos
get...
live outside.
I don't think there's many hobos there.
This is all of bars.
Would you?
I don't have mine. No, what?
Now, hold on.
This isn't even.
Here's a more realistic one. What if you were at a truck stop and your truck, you know, died, so you couldn't turn on the heat? It was very cold. Very cold, Mike. You're freezing. Your little body is shaking because
your
blanket.
Body.
Little tiny.
It's just
body.
Not enough. And what if a lot lizard stumbled on by and you needed the warmth of her body to make it through the night? See, that's more realistic.
That's more realistic.
I'd go sleep in the video room in the truck.
You could just snuggle with her. I bet she's got some cheap snuggling rates.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
That is realistic. Rates. That is a more realistic question, but it. I mean, you know,
okay.
It's not getting to the
point
here.
Here's what I'm thinking. You're in the northern Canada. Back to Chris's scenario. You see a hobo walking by. You're like, wait, God. That hobo has a bright, shiny red nose. He's got a big white beard. Must be Santa Claus.
Pick up Santa to keep him from freezing in the north? Yes.
But he would have had to stop to make sure that he laughed like, ho, ho, ho.
Let me see. I'd have to go down the whole list.
Now, would he? Would his dick be?
What?
Would you suck his dick? First of all, second of all,
why
would his
do
dick
I have to suck dick? I'm the driver.
Would it have candy cane stripes on it? Would it have that?
Wasn't that just your question? Does Santa have a candy cane stripe?
Because
there?
You suck right. his dick well, out why, of gratitude why, for why giving you the greatest the, sled in second why, grade or something.
Why would Mike suck his dick? You know it's cash grass or ass.
Thank you, Richie.
Okay, clearly, like, this Santa Claus hobo
clearly,
is...
you guys just want to see me suck Santa's dick. What is wrong with my friends?
This Santa Claus hobo is too delirious.
I go away for 2 weeks.
Dick.
I go away for 2 weeks. I come back. Would you suck Santa's dick? You've been gone for 2 weeks. We don't know you anymore.
I have no association.
To be fair,
I would.
To
no
be fair Mike,
with
to be fair.
Question.
I don't want to see that either. I asked about
last week, I saw you with like some weird like long sideburns, and now you come back with a fucking full handlebar Fu Manchu. A lot has changed, all right? A lot has changed.
So you think it's he's out sucking dicks?
You know,
sucking
it's
random
possible.
Hobo dicks?
Okay,
apparently,
possible.
If you've got mutton chubs, you suck
looks
dicks.
Looks like some of that pubic
is.
Hair is stuck to your lip.
Yeah, yeah. Santa's pubes.
All right.
Whose dick is
actually,
Mike sucking?
I had one quick question. When
that
you
isn't related to sucking Santa's dick?
Correct.
I'm all
you,
for it, then.
You said something about if you were cold, you'd go sleep in the video room at the truck stop. What
right.
is that?
Well, a lot of the ones, the good ones, they have, because, you know, you might have a TV in your truck, but it's not like you can have it, you know, you can't be watching it while you're driving. So when you're stopped or stopped for the night, a lot of places have a big TV and a bunch of benches. It's like a little movie theater,
uh-huh.
and some have just movie rooms.
Oh, that wasn't the answer I was expecting.
You thought it was
porno. I thought it was porno.
Adult theater room?
Well, yeah. True. You could go to one of those, too.
Okay.
Which
one
would you go to?
Didn't you once fall asleep in one of those?
Maybe.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, I'm curious. Do you, like...
$6 a night is better than no.
Oh, I thought you were talking about at ASUN when Mike was in the hentai room for like 7 hours or something.
Do you think that like,
I can fall asleep anywhere?
Yeah, Mike. Do you think that
he
anyone
wasn't
thinks
his eyes were wide open?
Like where was that? Where was that lot that you were at that one time? Like we went and watched Seven Psychopaths or whatever. That lot that you were at in Ottawa. It was like a I don't know. It was a truck yard or whatever.
Yeah, it's called.
How many people? Okay, how many people at Ottawa think that? Like, do you think that we're gay? I'm curious because do you remember like us?
Lots of gay couples went to see Seven.
Well,
no,
was the gay hit movie of the year.
well, I mean, I wouldn't say you know anything, but what happened was you and I went to see a movie. I come back, we decide to watch like some comedy special in your truck. You decide to show off the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Then we end up just falling asleep in the truck for you know several hours. Beautiful. 4 hours later, I come out, you know, like. Groggy and like in a haze, groggy and in a haze or whatever, and you know, go driving away. Like, do you see that like often? Do you ever think like,
maybe?
Okay.
If you've seen any stalls in any truck men's rooms, it'd be like, yeah, maybe you know,
glory holes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see
really?
Glory holes a lot?
I haven't seen the holes drilled, but I've seen the numbers to call.
Oh, okay. Glory
Eight,
number.
6, 7, 5, 3.
Oh my God.
I don't think that's one of them. That's something else.
Should have had that video.
It's called Johnny for a good time.
Anyway. Johnny, I got your number.
A question. I've
got
a
glory
not
hole in mine.
A question not from Chris or Peter.
Or in regards to Santa or hobo dick sucking.
Or in regards to Santa or
hobo dick sucking.
Oh, you mean a boring question. All right, cool.
I have a question related to one of your tweets, actually, from January 17th, and I'm confused.
So this month.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. I'm going to try
this
porcupine meatballs. Wish me luck.
Yep, that's what the food item was. It was porcupine meatballs.
Was it really porcupine?
It. Yeah.
Where was this?
That was in Ottawa.
Okay.
There's a wonderful place that I like to go to called, it's called the Cheese Shop.
That's Ottawa, Illinois, by the way.
They specialize in soups. Or at least they always got some awesome soups. Everything is homemade from scratch, and they make it till it's gone for the day.
Nice.
And, yeah, it was porcupine meatballs.
Interesting.
Which, it did. It had an interesting texture. There's nothing really I can base it off of. It tasted like meatloaf, but I guess depending on where you go, it depends on what meatloaf tastes like. But porcupine tastes like meatloaf.
Did you get some, like, you know, pokey quills?
Did not have quills.
Okay.
You
in your mouth? Okay.
Except for the children that are listening to this, no one thought that.
They used the quills for the toothpicks.
Yeah.
And have you submitted your rating system for video games, comparing them to taking a shit yet for consideration?
No,
that was another tweet. So was it solid, pain in the ass, etc.?
Yeah.
What would be some other ratings comparing games to shit?
Would you rather take a shit compared to playing this game? How many flies are circling around it?
Ended too fast.
Yeah. How long did it take? Did you feel good afterwards?
Too long and drawn out.
Too hard.
Watery.
Bite your lip.
Yeah.
Anxious.
Bite
anticipation.
Bite your lip and squeeze.
Yeah.
What
do you need to call?
Far too runny. That's a platformer. There's too much runny.
had to call a friend to pull you out.
Butt
no,
piss.
No, see, that's a good one.
Just
you're so involved into
so
it.
So into it.
You're so involved, friends have to come by and be like, dude, are you all right in there? Oh, I'm sorry, I just got so sucked into this. It was taking all my energy. I'm not going to make it into work.
That was a poop. It's a poop joke. Anyway,
Did not mean to temporarily ban Chris and Peter, just wanted to did not have any more Santa dick sucking questions. Just for one round.
Well, I've prepared 27 Santa dick sucking questions. No, I'm just kidding.
Would you suck Santa's dick if those?
Would you suck Santa's dick for a candy cane? No. Would you suck Santa's dick for $1 million? No.
Does Santa's dick look like a candy cane?
He was dying.
Do I get to be Santa afterwards?
Wait, you
would
be...
you suck Santa's dick if you could suck being Santa out of his dick?
What? So then you would become Santa? Yeah.
If it was the only way to become
Santa.
Man,
I almost became Santa, but then I spit and then it just screwed the whole thing over.
This sounds like the Tim Allen Santa Claus is a gay porno.
Now I know where the spirit of Christmas really comes from.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh boy.
What is your question?
Did you? Because
as much as you just said, let's not have it be about Santa's dick.
Well,
sucking,
that was no. I just wanted to open the floor back.
Five
up.
More minutes of.
Where'd you see the driver that looked like Whoopi Goldberg?
I don't know. When was it?
January 24th.
Where the hell was?
And are you sure it was not Whoopi Goldberg? She's not doing a lot these days.
She was a guy.
Oh, it was a guy. Okay.
Did he have eyebrows?
Yeah, eyebrows.
Yeah, she's taking a break from the view. To
no, then it wasn't Whoopi Goldberg. Definitely it wasn't.
Was interesting. It was in the truck in front of me. I'm like, the hell's that? What? No way. Because I was behind this guy, and I'm like, man, he's got the hair. He's got the kind of. Yeah, you know, looks like Whoopi Goldberg.
I actually have a question.
Jumping Jack Flash era.
What?
I think she's looked pretty similar for
ever.
Like, ever.
Yes.
Just saying. Well, with the outfit.
Okay.
Are you sure it wasn't Milli Vanilli?
Yeah.
Maybe it was Millie.
One of those
Maybe
guys committed suicide. I know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
no, there was Millie.
Isn't that funny? Like,
so are you sure it wasn't Millie or Vanilli?
Isn't it funny that one of
them
was alive?
No, no. Millie
it's funny
Vanilli.
When you forget which
no,
person
that's,
killed
that's
himself.
No, that's not what I was going to say. Millie Vanilli, they got caught lip syncing.
Yeah.
It ruined their careers and their whole lives. But nowadays, like, a singer gets caught lip syncing, it's like a normal occurrence.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine.
No, they were talking about
the inauguration. No biggie.
No, yeah, but it's Beyonce, but she's doing something for the Super Bowl, and she's like, oh, I'm going to do it live, and everybody's like, what? Like, why aren't you lip-syncing to that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a really interesting point.
I can understand at the point where, all right, you got a mic and you're trying to sing, as well as 10,000-plus people are screaming around for you. I'm wondering, that's got to be a pain in the ass for any sound person. Like, oh, there's so much background noise.
But wasn't unless I'm mistaken, wasn't the difference that people now are actually singing? They're just not singing at that moment. Milli Vanilli, I don't think, was actually the people even singing it.
Oh,
it was somebody else that was singing, and they were just...
Yeah, that's exactly.
Hired people to portray them.
There's a lot to do.
I mean, it kind of is.
You
know,
a lot to do.
I have a good trucking question for you. I've heard stories of, you know, since trucks are so much higher than obviously regular cars, that you can peer down and see people, see people doing some weird stuff while they're driving.
Or just looking down ladies' blouses.
Or just looking down ladies'
blouses.
That's
a good question.
You could. Have you ever? Do you pay attention to that stuff? Have you ever seen anything really? Well, you should. Because I want to hear some stories.
Right, because I should take my eyes off the
road. I want to hear about
those
titties.
I'm not saying just like, you know, I'm saying your peripherals. I'm saying if
you're... stop sign!
I'm saying if your eyes are just scanning the situation, maybe...
Is that what you call breasts? The situation? Just checking out the situation in this room. Hmm.
Look at those situations over there.
Yeah, look at that pair
of situations developing over there.
Look at that pair of situations that just walked in.
Oh, God. We have a situation developing over there.
That's
good. God.
I just got that joke.
Oh. Years, that's going to be a nice joke.
Oh, man.
Judging by her mother.
In all fairness, Nick, you did once say that. You didn't use the term situation, but you did once say that about the girl from Harry Potter.
Yeah, well, it's true, so.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but
that'd be
Emma
Watson.
I told you gross.
Emma Watson, Nick's a big fan. He'd like to beat you.
I didn't say she has nice boobs.
Yeah.
That said, in a couple years, she's going to be pretty hot.
Yeah, in a couple years, she's going to be good looking.
When did you say that? When she was like 12?
I don't know.
Anyways.
All right.
Wonderful truck episode. Harry Potter. Oh, look.
All right, let's do...
I don't care about trucks. I care about hearing the crazy shit we say.
I hear about suicidal lip syncers, Harry Potter breasts,
Santa
Claus sucking dicks, and hobo sucking dicks.
Sounds about right.
All right.
That's
Nick,
what trucking life is all about.
Do you have a question about trucking on the road for Mike really quick? We'll wrap it up.
No, I'm good.
I didn't see him raise his hand once.
Let's.
You've said you've had a question, and it's turned into Milli Vanilli, Harry Potter breath, the situation. Get Mike, off Jersey Shore. Get off sucking Santa's cock. What was your damn question? I heard one tweet. Thank you, Richie.
I asked, my question actually was about,
do you look at other people's breasts? Have you seen someone jerking off as you're driving down the road?
I meant you see people like doing weird stuff.
No.
Like,
I see people
drying their hair or something.
No.
I think we should do podcasts every time, like, where Mike is like just like more high strung and pressed on time.
Do you ever see anybody like driving down a road holding a mattress with their hands?
No. I've seen a mattress fly off, and I've heard like Corolla and other people do the joke, oh, mattress in lanes, and it's like, oh, hey, I finally seen a mattress in lane. And it did hold up traffic. I'm like, I finally get it.
I've seen somebody's like back bumper fly off when they were driving down the road.
Saw a couple people.
I saw a bumper on the side of the road.
I've seen both the good and bad. I don't know if you guys have seen. I can't remember if we get the signs here in Illinois, but the if you're in a fender bender, pull off to the side of the road.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain they now need to fix that. Pull off to the same side of the road. Because I was coming up to an interstate, and they had one stopped on each side. So there was a cop. There were cops on each side of the road, and it was a three lane that just everybody just eventually tried to merge to the middle. There was no traffic guidance or nothing. It's just like.
Sometimes you can't move your car afterwards, so you kind of fucked with that.
No. They were on the sides. Just one guy went to the median against the cement wall.
Okay.
And then one person went off to the actual shoulder.
The guy went to the median's a dumbass.
Yeah, the guy in the median's a dumbass, and his car was in the most shape, so I think he's the one who hit the other person and sent him off into the
You know, this is interesting to me, actually. What's the craziest thing that you think you've ever thought of while driving on the road? Because, I mean, you say a lot of crazy shit just tweeting. Shit. You know, like, you tweet, like, a bunch of crazy shit that's, like, weird to us but kind of normal to you. So I'm just wondering, like, you know, what's the craziest situation you've ever thought of while you're driving down the road?
The situation?
I've ever moved this
Okay, anyways.
All right. Really
the
quick.
Gleeful look
in
your face.
Wait, I have one more question, too, that Chris just made me think of. You're talking about accidents. So you're out on the road driving a lot. You've seen accidents after the fact. Have you seen any accidents occur?
Good question.
No.
How many accidents since you started driving do you think you've seen?
At least every other day there's some
Every other day?
Every day there's at least three dumbasses on the side of the road. Well, maybe they're not dumbasses.
What about the
some
worst one? What's the worst accident
you've
seen?
Yeah, what's the worst?
I thought I talked about the one I saw in Cleveland.
I don't think so. Well, explain it. What is it?
It's coming through Ohio, and for one, they're doing road construction over there, and there was two big cement walls, like a lane that had cement walls on each side of it. And there was a car that had, by the physics of it, had to have done some tumbling or something, but it found itself driver's door down sideways, like wedged between both walls, down this 300 yards down this lane. So this person either had to have been shooting down, we call it a cattle chute, is what at least me and some of the other truckers I've met. We call that when it's got either guardrails stuff, when it really thins down, when it narrows the lane. So this person must have been shooting down the cattle chute and then suddenly flipped on their side and then went 90-degree turn. But this person was wedged in there, and because, once again, I'm raised up, I could see there was a body on the ground with an ambulance, which the ambulance was pulled up right behind him. So those guys had to have climbed over the, you know, the chest-high cement barriers, too, to get to this person. I'm sure at least there's a bunch of them sitting around, besides looking at the body, probably also thinking, how the fuck did this person get here?
Had to bring in a scientist just to figure
out. Yeah, I saw the physicist.
The fireman
were trying to take the cards. Like, how the hell? There's things on each side of the wall. Everyone's like, how do we get this out of here? We need a crane.
They just had the body like 20 feet away, and they were just all standing around doing like shrugging with their hands up, just giving each other
confused looks. I think I saw three chalkboards with various diagrams.
Blueprints.
People making their cases. I think this is what happened. They were voting, which was most likely.
Well, oddly enough, though, most of the car was still intact,
What kind of car was it?
It doesn't matter.
I couldn't tell that it was being... It was a four-door sedan. No, it wasn't even... the sides that I can see and stuff, it wasn't even that dented. The mirror, the windows were out, but that could have been the fireman.
Maybe it wasn't an accident. Maybe it was murder. Maybe somebody had a crane and they held the car by the side and dropped it from a great height.
That's an extremely elaborate murder.
Drop killed him.
But baffling.
And then they drove away. That's like confusing. They get there, they think it's just an accident. They don't think a crane dropped it.
Who would have thought it?
It's the perfect plan, you might say.
Yeah, the perfect plan. Because they're too distracted by how the fuck did this happen.
So much fail, it could be a win.
All right. I don't want to end the show on a somber note, so...
I lived.
Well, of course you did. Yeah, we're very happy for the fact.
It's not that bad. People die every day.
Tell us about the short chick who reeked of reefer that you tweeted about.
There you go.
Waiting in line, short...
Another time.
Okay. Mike's short on time. So.
All right. Well, I think all that being said, we'll be back hopefully with another one of these soon, next time Mike's in town. So for capesandcartridges.com, we're gonna go ahead and sign off the Truckin' Nerd podcast. You know, take a look at Mike on Twitter at truckin_nerd. Maybe we'll get a picture of him up there with his crazy facial hair. So take it easy. Mike, enjoy the time on the road.